Easter, Week 5, Friday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Come, ye faithful, raise the strain of triumphant gladness. God hath brought his Israel into joy from sadness. Loosened from Pharaoh's bitter yoke, Jacob, sons and daughters, led them with unmoistened foot through the Red Sea waters. 'Tis the spring of souls today. Christ hath burst his prison, and from 3 days' sleep in death as a sun hath risen. All the winter of our sins, long and dark, is flying from his light to whom we give Lord and praise undying. Neither might the gates of death, nor the tomb's dark portal, nor the watchers, nor the seal, hold thee as a mortal. But today, amid the 12, thou didst stand bestowing that thy peace which evermore passeth human knowing. Remember me, Lord God, when you come into your kingdom. Alleluia. Psalm 50. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offence. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. My offences, truly I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone, have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done, that you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born, a sinner was I conceived. Indeed, you love truth in the heart, then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervour sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you. O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For in sacrifice you take no delight, burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice a contrite spirit, a humbled contrite heart you will not spurn. In your goodness show favour to Sion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocausts offered on your altar. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Remember me, Lord God, when you come into your kingdom. Alleluia. Truly, God of Israel, the Saviour, you are the God who lies hidden. Alleluia.
A Canticle from Isaiah 45. Truly, God of Israel, the Saviour, you are a God who lies hidden. They will be put to shame and disgraced, all who resist you. They will take themselves off in dismay, the makers of idols. But Israel is saved by the Lord, saved forevermore. You will never be ashamed or disgraced through endless ages. For this is the word of the Lord, the Creator of heaven, the God who made earth and shaped it, who made it firm. He did not create it in vain, he made it to be lived in. I am the Lord, there is no other. I have not spoken in secret in some dark place. I have not said to Jacob's sons, search for me in vain. I am the Lord, I speak the truth, I proclaim what is right. Assemble, all of you, draw near, you who have escaped from the nations. They know nothing who carry around their idols made of wood and keep on praying to a God that cannot save them. State your case and bring your proofs. Consult among yourselves who proclaimed this beforehand, who foretold it long ago. Was it not I, the Lord? There is no God but me. A God of justice, a Saviour, there is none but me. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, there is no other. By myself I swear it. It is the truth that goes forth from my mouth, a word beyond recall. To me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. They will say, in the Lord alone are victory and power, and to him will come in dismay all who have resisted. Through the Lord will come victory and glory for all Israel's sons. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Truly, God of Israel, the Saviour, you are the God who lies hidden. Alleluia. Serve the Lord with joy. Alleluia.
Psalm 99. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Go within his gates, giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal, his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Serve the Lord with joy. Alleluia. A reading from Acts chapter 5. The God of our fathers raised Jesus from death after you had killed him by nailing him to a cross. And God raised him to his right side as leader and saviour, to give to the people of Israel the opportunity to repent and have their sins forgiven. We are witnesses of these things, we and the Holy Spirit, who is God's gift to those who obey him. Responsory: The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. For our sake he died on the cross. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us, so his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that, free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Alleluia. Intercessions. Let us pray to God the Father, who has given us new life through the resurrection of Christ. Make us radiant with Christ's glory. Almighty God, Creator of the world, you revealed the old covenant by your mighty deeds, and were faithful down the ages. Loving Father, hear the prayers of your children. Make us radiant with Christ's glory. Cleanse our hearts by your truth and guide our lives by your holiness. May we do what is right and pleasing to you. make us radiant with Christ's glory. Let the light of your face shine upon us, free us from sin, and fill us with your goodness. Make us radiant with Christ's glory. Peace was your Son's parting gift to the apostles. Grant your peace to us and to people everywhere. Make us radiant with Christ's glory. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, grant that the Easter mystery may shape our lives, so that what we celebrate with joy may be our constant defence and salvation.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us, and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.